8:33 in the studio now, and with you till noon today here at the Breakfast Club. And you know, we always look forward to having friends drop by and visit with us. John Henderson here now in the studio. Welcome, my friend.
Good morning.
Thanks for finding your way here.
Well, I'm delighted to be here. It's a
pretty cool
gorgeous
studio.
Day to drive down here, and just excited to be with you.
Thank you. So, Active Minds, I think folks have certainly heard me mention it a time or two, and maybe have some vague familiarity with it if they're not intimately involved. So I'd like to start there just with maybe a little description of just what it's all about.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, Rick, Active Minds is a Denver-based educational organization. We are committed to lifelong learning.
Okay.
And we provide what we call accessible education on site in the places where people live and or come together.
Mm-hmm.
And we are about lifelong learning. And
okay.
So we thoroughly enjoy the opportunity to come into communities like the Inn at Greenwood Village, where we're going to be this afternoon,
right?
And provide programs that touch upon the world. It could be about something like the history of radio, which is why I've come in today to talk
right.
about the program we're doing this afternoon,
right?
Or about something international issues, program on Egypt or
mm-hmm.
in Syria,
mm-hmm.
or domestic issues like immigration policy, or even more local issues like marijuana in Colorado,
right.
which is a big issue since last election.
Sure.
And we're about bringing education on site to people. And so we started about 10 years ago and with just a couple of poetry classes in a couple of communities, and now it's really grown. We've got over 20 instructors who work with us, myself included.
Okay.
For this last decade, it's just been an absolute joy to get into this.
Those instructors, the 20 that are working with you, some who had long careers and retired and now have things they were good at that they share?
You know, it's really interesting, Rick. We came to it, my business partner, Zane Robertson, and myself,
right.
with this idea that, let's find teachers who might be grad students. And
right.
that has been sometimes the case. We have
sure.
some of our instructors who are younger folks.
Right.
But like you said, some of our most wonderful instructors are themselves retired former English teachers or
yeah.
social studies teachers or otherwise. And then sometimes it's people who have a day job, so to speak, but working with Active Minds is a supplementary job, but they just love what they do. All of our instructors are amazing people who get really passionate, not just about the programs that we provide, but also having that chance to have a face-to-face interaction
yep.
with the folks that we provide services for.
You know, with all due respect to the greatest generation, the World War II generation that preceded us, I'm pretty fond of my own generation, being a baby boomer and being right smack dab in the middle of it. And I'm fond of this time that I've lived in the world where there has been so much incredible change, not only technology, but social change.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I think I've gotten smarter about as I've gotten older is you can sure get rid of a lot of fear just by learning.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the world is not nearly as scary a place if
yeah.
you just take the time to understand why people do what they do.
Yeah. And being in touch with the world.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, sometimes, like you said, talk about the greatest generation, which was certainly and still is such a core part of the folks whom we love being
yep.
with every day.
Yep.
And whether it's that generation or the incoming baby boomers, the story of aging
mm-hmm.
is one wherein isolation can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And we are really, at Active Minds, we're really in the business of overcoming that isolation. And that can mean, like you said, isolation from the world. And so a lot of what we try to do is bring the world to you.
Yep.
And it also means getting in touch with each other around learning.
Yeah.
Yes, our instructor will come in. Today it's Kim Sheffield who's going to be doing this program on the history of radio
okay.
at the Inn at Greenwood Village.
Yep.
She comes in and she provides the program, but it's also about give and take.
Sure.
It's about hearing people's experiences around whatever the topic may be.
Yep.
And so it's not just somebody coming in and saying, for an hour, here's the history of radio. Rather, it's here is some of the history, but where did the history touch you in your lifetime? Certainly with radio or any
yeah.
of the topics that we cover.
Yeah.
And it really, like you said, it gets It's a stimulating environment that gets people in touch with the world, and that's healthy.
My fear going forward is, because I see it in my children and grandchildren, is that the world then is now becoming much smaller because it's all on that screen in their hand, and they're reading about world events in little one paragraph or 30 second snippets, and you don't know the world that way.
Yeah.
Right?
We often joke, and I think that Active Minds is an analog business in a digital age.
Right.
And by that, I mean, I think a lot of what we're able to do, and one of the reasons we've been as successful as we are, and that is that it's not the little screen in front of you, or even the relatively big screen in front of you. It's a living, breathing human being.
Right.
And I sometimes joke that I'll get to a point in a presentation, I'll say, "Now I want to get some questions." And sometimes people are very quiet.
Yeah.
And I say, no, this is the time when you can tap on the TV screen and ask Walter Cronkite something.
Right.
So ask that question. Make it interactive and back and forth.
Absolutely.
And it's so, the social elements of it are what's so rewarding, both for our audience, but also for our instructors, myself included.
And it's the one great thing that the Greatest Generation knew, because that social part of them was required for them to get through the experience of World War II. The communities caring for one another, the gold stars that were showing up in windows, and you know, helping families grieve, and everybody called to serve, to build arms, and to, you know, work
victory
in
arms.
No, victory guard. That's exactly right. So they've got the social part of it down, and we could learn a great deal by studying that and just talking to people about it.
Yeah, exactly.
So today, the Inn at Greenwood Village, a sponsor of ours here at AM 1430, at 1:30 this afternoon, they have Active Minds coming by to present, as John mentioned, the history of radio. And quite a history it is.
It is. It is one where we came to this topic knowing that, especially the Greatest Generation, the point, I was driving here today and thinking, I, like a lot of Americans, listen to radio every day.
Right.
But I listen to it in a very different manner than the way in which my parents listened to
it.
The radio was huge, first of all, physically huge.
Yeah.
And it was a fixture in a living room of the American house. By the early, Great Depression, 1932, 33, two-thirds of American households had radios in them. It's a lot like what cell phones are today, where they were subsidized in many ways by organizations, corporations, and otherwise, who recognize the value of that.
That's right.
And so a lot of what this program is about going back to that story, the story where sitting around, and I love the point in the presentation where we get into that golden age of radio, a lot of which you deal with every day, Rick, which I think is fun.
Yeah.
And people's memories about their favorite programs.
Yep.
Some of which I remember not from my own experience, but from my mother. I remember my mother used to say, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. And so whether it's that or other programs, it is a little bit of a trip down memory lane, which is delightful.
Yeah.
In addition to that, though, it's also about sort of fitting that story, the technology of it, learning a little bit about Tesla and about Marconi and how is it that this happens, that you can turn on this box and suddenly there's a voice that is there. So we also like to we joke about how it's physics for poets.
Right.
I don't have a degree in electrical engineering, but you can learn a little bit about, well, how does a radio work?
Sure.
And also how it developed over time. So there's some fun parts to the story as well. That sounds somewhat technical, and maybe, oh my gosh, I couldn't learn that. But you can learn a few things about how radio works.
The website for Active Minds is very cleverly activeminds.com. So that should be fairly easy for you to remember. Remember right there. Activeminds.com. If I go there, I can see a list of where there are classes.
Absolutely.
Or where you're going to be.
So, as you said, www.activeminds.com.
Yep.
And if you click on events at the top of the page, that has a chronological listing of all of the events. So the first event that would come up if you go there right now would be the one that's on the History Radio at 1:30 this afternoon at the Integrated Greenwood Village.
Okay.
And then you can scroll down and you can see upcoming programs, where they are located. I would say do look for whether there needs to be an RSVP because some of these communities do have limited availability.
Sure.
But the great news is that almost every one of the programs that Active Minds provides is free of charge.
Nice.
So it's if you can get yourself there, it is there and a great opportunity to learn.
Perfect.
In addition, you can also on at our website click on class notes.
Yep.
And that supplements, it provides a little bit of an overview of what the topic is about.
Okay.
But also some web opportunities to learn more about the topic.
Oh, nice.
So it's a chance to build on the learning. We also talk about the 1 hour that we have. We don't want the learning to end there. We want it to get started.
Good
curiosity.
You.
We take our name seriously. Active Minds.
John Henderson with us, Active Minds. And for those of you sitting there saying, give me a phone number, 303-320-7652. 303-320-7652. If you're driving around right now and can't jot either the web address or the phone number down, give me a call when you get where you're headed and I'll share that with you. John, great work. Love what you and Zane and everybody have done. Congratulations and keep it up.
Thank you, Rick. It really has been fun to be with you this morning.
And the Inn at Greenwood Village, 5565 South Yosemite, 1:30 this afternoon. Do you know if they still have space open there, Tanya, or not? You could call the Inn and find out. 303-327-7340 if you want to just call and say, hey, I just heard about this thing at 1:30. Can I sneak in? And they might let you do that, or they might yell at me. We'll find out one way or another. 303-327-7340. It's 844.